We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Reaction to the Supreme Court's decision yesterday seems to be leading all newscasts across the country. And want to get reaction in the interest of fairness. We had Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge retired Cheryl Allen. And in the last half hour, in the next half hour, we're going to have Dr. Ken Gormley, President, Duquesne University, and expert in Supreme Court law. Paul, as you know, and interested to hear what they have to say. You also hear what President Trump said yesterday after the ruling, what his legal team is doing, and a rare White House news conference by President Joe Biden. So here's excerpts from what he had to say.
It's an office that can test your character, because you not only face moments when you need the courage to exercise the full power of the presidency, you also face moments where you need the wisdom to respect the limits of the power of the office of the presidency. This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. With today's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, that fundamentally changed. For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone. This decision today has continued the court's attack in recent years on a wide range of long-established legal principles in our nation, from gutting voting rights and civil rights, to taking away a woman's right to choose, to today's decision that undermines the rule of law of this nation. Nearly 4 years ago, my predecessor sent a violent mob to the U.S. Capitol to stop the peaceful transfer of power. We all saw with our own eyes. We sat there and watched it happen that day. Attack on the police, the ransacking of the Capitol, a mob literally hunting down the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, gallows erected to hang the Vice President, Mike Pence. I think it's fair to say it's one of the darkest days in the history of America. Now the man who sent that mob to the U.S. Capitol is facing potential criminal conviction for what happened that day. And the American people deserve to have an answer in the courts before the upcoming election. The public has a right to know the answer about what happened on January 6th before they asked to vote again this year. Now, because of today's decision, that is highly, highly unlikely. It's a terrible disservice to the people of this nation. So now the American people have to do what the courts should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior. The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land. The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable. Perhaps most importantly, the American people must decide if they want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump, now knowing he'll be even more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it. The president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote. So should the American people dissent. I dissent. May God bless you all, and may God help preserve our democracy. Thank you.
President Donald Trump, or President Joe Biden, yesterday talking, of course, about former President Donald Trump and the ruling of the Supreme Court, and then Governor Josh Shapiro of our state of Pennsylvania.
A dark day for America. Holding that now there is at least one person who is above the law. That is not the very core principle that this nation was founded upon. And the Supreme Court, I think, has ushered us into a dangerous new era, and one that all Americans should be concerned about. I have grave concerns with this ruling today, and not just because of what it means for Donald Trump, a corrupt individual who now is legally above the law in many cases. But I worry about the future of this nation, and I worry about the fact that we no longer have that same underpinning of equality that our founding fathers worked so hard to develop.
Governor Josh Shapiro. And coming up, we'll get reaction from each camp for former President Donald Trump and what happens next. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show. 720 News Radio, KDK. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, and it provides you also with the ability to listen back 24 hours, too. Take us with you wherever you go. Let's go to Lori. Lori is passionate and wants to call in. You're on the Big K Morning Show. What's on your mind, yeah. Lori?
Oh, hi. Good morning, Larry.
Hi.
Larry, I just wanted to say that whenever I heard the judge speak, she spoke so eloquently and explained the Constitution. And one of the things that I think is so important is that she emphasized it should not be political. And it's so, you know, I had heard the same thing yesterday from Jonathan Turley, and he explained that. Now, look at the contrast in how she spoke and how she explained it, and look at what Biden said. And also Shapiro, it seems to me like they're trying to incite anger among the people and make it political. And I think people need to really focus in on what the judge said, and whether we like it or not, that's what the Constitution says. And it should not be made political. And in their tone of voice, to me, what I heard was them against Trump. And that's where they were, what they were focusing on, not the law and not the Constitution.
All right, Lori, thanks for checking in. And with more, CBS's Jared Hill.
Chief Justice John Roberts insisted that a president, quote, is not above the law, but now the courts are going to have to decide what counts as an official act, as former President Trump's legal teams insist he should not be able to face prosecution.
This morning, new questions around whether the Supreme Court's monumental ruling on presidential immunity could impact former President Trump's felony convictions. Trump's lawyers are asking the judge in his New York financial records case to delay next week's sentencing and toss out the convictions, claiming some evidence came from his time in the White House and should be considered official presidential acts.
For the things that are just for the president, for those things that are just within the president's ambit, absolute immunity. For official acts in general, at least presumptive immunity.
The High Court 6-3 decision will likely slow Trump's January 6th election interference trial.
There is an enormous amount of legal work that is now going to have to unfold over the next several months. That means the chances of a trial before the election are zero at this point.
President Biden criticized the first-of-its-kind Supreme Court ruling.
Today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the conservative majority that the president may not be prosecuted for exercising his core constitutional powers without specifying the limits of those powers. Justice Sonia Sotomayor offered hypotheticals in the dissent, quote, with fear for our democracy, predicting disastrous consequences as a result of the decision she called deeply wrong. Trump celebrated the moment, writing on social media, big win for our Constitution and democracy. Proud to be an American.
Everything was already on hold. The Supreme Court ruling will likely push all of this back even more. For example, the allegations in the Florida classified documents case pertain to what Trump did after his tenure in the White House, but his legal team could look for ways to apply this ruling there. And in that federal election interference case out of D.C., the judge is going to have to go back through the evidence and decide what was and was not an official presidential act. The court said Trump's efforts to pressure his vice president, Mike Pence, to interfere with the count of the electoral vote is presumed to be official, but prosecutors would have to prove why it's not. The moral here, we are probably going to be in a very long wait for any kind of resolution with these.
CBS's Jared Hill. And coming up, we will have the president of Duquesne University, Dr. Ken Gormley, former dean of the law school there, very accomplished attorney and expert in Supreme Court law in particular. Paul, you've read Dr. Gormley over the years' opinions on what's transpired, and I'm very curious to hear what he has to say.
The last president that they tried to take down by legal means was Bill Clinton, and one of the Gormley books that I've read is called The Death of American Virtue, and it's a really eye-opening account of what took place. And real even-handed. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing what Dr. Gormley has to say about what just transpired.
Hey. And let's look into the holiday weekend. A lot of people on the move, certainly tomorrow, with July 4th being on Thursday. So today, 84 and sunny, 90 tomorrow, with some thunderstorms late possible. And let's see, Thursday's high, 86. 4th of July. There is a possibility of a thunderstorm. Don't forget, 4 o'clock, Point State Park, a lot happening. It's officially City of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration, and we're proud to be a part of it here. KDK at 9:35. You can tune to 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and check out the Fireworks Bonanza Mix from TJ the DJ, presented by People's Natural Gas. And brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop, Save-A-Lot, Phil DeLucenti and Associates, and South Hills Lincoln. Go to kdkradio.com for details. Party starts at 4. They have three venue sites. One is on Liberty Avenue, and then across the river, the PNC Great Lawn. So take advantage of the opportunity, and let's celebrate Independence Day together. Yesterday, a historic decision by the Supreme Court about presidential immunity. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is the president of Duquesne University, former dean of the law school there. And now, officially, the library will be named after Dr. Ken Gormley. President, good morning. And congratulations, by the way. That was very, I'm sure, significant for you, maybe a little blush moment, but Thomas Klein, alumnus, naming the law school library after you.
Yeah, it was touching, a total surprise, but it was very meaningful to me, so thanks, Larry.
And for those that don't know, you are very accomplished when it comes to studying law, especially at the Supreme Court level. So what was your reaction initially when you heard what the court decided yesterday, and kind of step us pedestrians through the process?
Well, as you know, Larry, I've done a lot of writing on this specific subject of presidential power and, you know, I wrote a book on Watergate and U.S. v. Nixon and on the Clinton scandals and a book on presidents and the Constitution. So I've done a lot in this area. So I did not think there was anything really earth-shattering in the opinion. I know many of the commentators are treating it as if it's, you know, kind of the end of the world or something. I didn't read it that way. Chief Justice Roberts.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Opinion, I think he tried to be as balanced as possible. The big takeaways are that there is no, you don't have a sweeping absolute immunity, as former President Trump was arguing. When a president is acting pursuant to their core constitutional duties under the Constitution, there's immunity. Well, that's no surprise. Yes, of course. When you're talking about this middle ground where it's a constitutional authority, but it's kind of on the perimeters, then that one requires, you know, kind of analysis by the lower courts. And then if it's unofficial acts, they make clear there is no immunity at all. And so they give some guidance and some examples in the opinion of what, you know, is an example of each. But it is clear that there are big chunks of these indictments by Jack Smith against former President Trump that likely will turn out to be unofficial conduct that they can proceed on, like reaching out to state legislators and elected officials in other states and trying to create these slates of alternate electors. All of those types of things are fair game, and even maybe his conversations with Vice President Pence. That one's on the fence. That's in that gray zone, but it was very interesting. I was glad to see they did acknowledge something that was overlooked a lot, Larry, and that is when Vice President Pence is handling the electoral count, he is serving as the president of the Senate, not really as vice president. There's this quirky thing in the Constitution where the vice president presides over the Senate. So he's really in a legislative role, not in a vice presidential role. And so they acknowledge that and say that may cut against it being an official act. So, you know, they give examples of this. Quite honestly, I see it as much a roadmap as to how to correctly prosecute this case as opposed to a case that is saying there's no way to do that.
Dr. Gormley, Paul Rasmussen here, circling back to what you were saying about making phone calls to state legislators or state officials in Georgia concerning the results of the presidential election there. Would it be fair to say that that would be characterized, or you would assume that it would be Trump the candidate and not Trump the president?
Yes, that's how I read it. And if you read Justice Amy Coney Barrett's concurrence, which is really important here, I think, and hasn't gotten enough attention, she as much as says that's a no-brainer. I mean, that has nothing to do with presidential power. They do leave each of these to the trial court, the federal judge, to look at the context and make a factual, have hearings and make a factual determination of was the president acting in some official capacity or not. But that's the other thing that I would say here that people are missing. It's giving the green light to Judge Chutkan in D.C. to hold hearings, Paul, and you know, and to do that potentially tomorrow if she wants to. And so some of this can start. Evidence can be, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it could happen before too long, certainly before the election. There can be, in essence, a mini trial where the public gets to hear a lot of this evidence, and it gets put on the table as the trial judge makes determinations whether these acts have to do with official duties. But as you said, when he is acting like a candidate Trump, and you know, Judge Amy Coney Barrett uses that example of reaching out to Arizona state officials to try to, you know, influence the counting of the election. That has nothing to do with his powers as president.
We're with Duquesne President Dr. Ken Gormley. Historic 6-3 ruling. How do you feel, President Gormley, when people say, well, let's look at who the justices were appointed by? In this case, the conservative majority included the three justices appointed by former President Trump, which is as many as I can remember any one president being able to get in one term.
Well, you have to look at that in the right light, I think. You know, it's one of the consequences of elections. Presidents get to pick the justices on the Supreme Court, and those justices are going to have certain philosophical, you know, kind of outlooks that come with them. And that is true with Democrats and Republicans. But I know many of these justices, I don't think they're there to throw the case in favor of one side or another. I think that in this case, specifically, Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett are very careful in, you know, their writing about how they look at this case. And I could see this case, you know, the way I read it, which we will see the proof will be in the pudding, is that they are giving a good bit of discretion and deference to the trial judge to make factual findings and to determine whether a president is acting in their individual capacity or as president in a lot of this stuff. And so I could see this case coming back to the Supreme Court, and Chief Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, and Amy Coney Barrett, of course, was appointed by Trump, switching and voting with the more liberal justices and upholding what the lower court says. So I don't think it is all dependent on who, what party they are or who appointed what. They're trying to get this right. They all come with their own viewpoints, for sure, just like our country does. But, you know, I think that it's much more complicated than that, and I think they are trying to do the right thing here. And incidentally, how did we get to this point that we have this case in front of them? There's never been a case like this in American history. Well, the reason is no president has ever engaged in such extreme conduct that forced the court to look at this issue as to how far a president could go here. So, you know, let's be honest about it. Former President Trump created this mess that they are trying to sort out. And they wouldn't be in a position of having to write this opinion if he hadn't pushed things so far. And now they have to establish where the boundary lines are. And the Supreme Court has done that many times in American history under President Truman's presidency and FDR and others. And so that part is not anything totally out of step with how courts have acted in the past.
Well, you've answered, why did it take so long, 46 presidents in, to get to this point? You answered that.
Yes.
And here's the final question, Dr. Gormley, is this. It clearly will push back all of these court cases against the president, probably practically beyond the election. If he is elected and then subsequently convicted, could he pardon himself?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. The reality is these cases were most likely never going to get done before the election, first of all. But second of all, interestingly, if former President Trump wins, he can moot these cases, or at least the federal cases, not the state of the Georgia case, but he could moot these cases just by telling his Justice Department, okay, drop them. So he doesn't even have to pardon himself. He can do that. Here's the interesting thing. If Trump wins, this opinion probably benefits Joe Biden, because it's going to make it a lot harder for the revenge tour to go after Biden with this opinion. Secondly, if Trump loses, in my view, there is no question he will be convicted in multiple cases still using this formula. It doesn't let him off the hook. It narrows it. It does broaden the scope and gives more deference to the president in those gray zones. But when you're talking about unofficial acts, and there are a lot of them here, there is no escaping them.
I can't thank you enough for your time and opinion this morning, Dr. Gormley, and I'll look forward to visiting Duquesne University's Dr. Ken Gormley Law Library. Do you have a book in there, Law for Dummies? I'll be looking for that.
That's in the Larry Richard cubicle at the Gormley Law Library.
Thanks, Doctor. Have a great day. Appreciate
you. Hey, great
you.
Talking to both of you. Take care. Happy 4th of July.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Ken Gormley, President of Duquesne University.
Well, so much for the allegations that President Trump, former President Trump, is above the law.
But he brings an interesting twist to that, is that if Donald Trump is elected, he would not be able to, you know, do the revenge tour, as Dr. Gormley said.
Exactly
would be
right.
Tough. I hadn't heard anybody mention that.
Thank you for bringing an adult in the room into the conversation, Larry. This was really helpful today.
I enjoyed the conversation.
Me too.
Sounds like he's saying people need to settle down a little bit.
Just a bit.
Take a breath. Stop me up! I saw the Rolling Stones posted a video. They were, was it Nashville? Lainey Wilson, who's a country star, who's been...
all the people you'd expect to see with the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, she is a popular country singer who happens to be also the girlfriend of Doc Hodges. Remember him?
I do.
Steeler quarterback who came in and everybody made such a fuss about him. Won a bunch of games initially and then unceremoniously was ducking out of here.
Briefly a hero for
him. He seems like a really good guy. But anyway, his girlfriend was on stage. She has been opening for the Rolling Stones in places, but actually got a chance to do a song. They put on country hats and you know, it's kind of cool. And these videos of Mick Jagger running around at age 80, it's remarkable. And the reason I bring that up today is because there's been so much talk about age for the obvious reasons, especially in the past 4 days. And we heard from Dr. John LaPook at CBS suggesting with these experts on geriatric health that if you meet one 80-year-old, you've met one 80-year-old. Meaning, you can't stereotype everything that a person's able to do.
Oh, of course not.
And in this case, here's Mick Jagger at 80, thin, fit, running around on a stage. If you look from a distance, it would be impossible to tell how old that man is.
His energy level is not the energy level that you would expect the stereotyped idea of an 80-year-old in terms of energy.
Yeah, so
not even close.
It's kind of fun to see. Because just for that reason. So, you know, a lot of factors are built in. And then there's the other reality of people that are dealing with declining cognitive issues and family members and parents, grandparents. It's hard to watch.
Do you remember the final years of the Reagan presidency?
Yes. And I really, politics aside, because at that stage of my life, I wasn't really as engaged, you know. It was just, he was the president, and he was a former actor, and, you know, he had a great presence and speech and mannerisms, right? But then obviously he developed Alzheimer's and passed away after he left Oval Office. But the one line he had was great when he was debating Mondale.
Oh, what a great line.
Where,
yeah.
Where they were giving it to him about age then.
The question that was asked, the moderator, was, it was a really a, I thought that this is going to be tough to answer. But then when he came back with, I'm not going to use my opponent's age or lack of experience again.
Yes, Nancy and I.
even Mondale cracked up.
He did laugh.
Everybody laughed.
It was funny. Point is, age is a number, and it's unique to each individual, the way they've, you know, taken care of themselves, genetics, whatever's happened, but you can't deny a guy like Mick Jagger is a rolling stone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.